1 Peter chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of the Messiah, and also a partaker of the honor that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of Yahweh which is amongst you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is domineering over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of honor that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yes, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For Yahweh resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. But the Elohim of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal honor by the Messiah Yeshua, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be honor and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of Yahweh wherein you stand. The assembly that is at Babylon, elected together with you, salutes you, and so does Marcus my son. Greet you one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you at all that are in the Messiah, Yeshua. End of chapter.